From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Yan-Chi Xu. The Colombia City Council voted 5-1 to pass the proposed agreement between the city and the electric scooter companies Bird and Pony. According to the Columbia Missourian, the agreement to be effective for 1 year requires scooters not go faster than 15 miles per hour, not be used during inclement weather, and that every Bird rider wear a helmet. Every scooter should include a toll-free number for users to call with any questions. Bird will be responsible for any corrective actions, including illegal parking within 2 hours, or the scooter will be impounded at Bird's expense. Bird will have an initial fleet size of 500 scooters, and Pony would start dropping its 250 scooters beginning January the 4th. For every scooter used, $1 must be paid daily. The agreement goes into effect today. The city council also told the police chief and city manager to stop, quote, any change to community policing for now at the meeting last night. Columbia city manager Mike Mathis unveiled plans last Thursday to reduce the number of officers in the community outreach unit from 14 to 8, spread members of the unit across the city's 8 police beats, and decrease the amount of time each officer would spend in each area, according to the Columbia Missourian. Police Chief Ken Burton calls the current plan unsustainable. Mathis and Burton, who've made many of the decisions in private meetings, argue that the proposed changes were made to fulfill the recommendations laid out in the community policing report. Mayor Brian Tree suggested a vote to put on hold any change in staffing pattern, any change in assignments, any change in the community outreach unit and its rebranding until the council sees the community policing report. The vote was passed. Mathis said he expected to present the report to the council in December. Missouri's public colleges and universities have a $1.4 billion maintenance backlog. As Ryan Delaney reports, campuses blame years of underfunding.
There are 2,400 buildings on 24 campuses across the state. They need new roofs and faster internet, but college officials say other needs impact student learning. Missouri Department of Higher Education Assistant Commissioner Jeff Barlow oversaw a review of all campuses in the state and found outdated classrooms.
Literally, college classrooms for chemistry that were below the standards of their local high school, just because they didn't have the ability to keep up.
Barlow says that hurts schools' ability to recruit students. Higher education officials won't ask for all $1.4 billion from the legislature next year, but plan to use the figure to lobby for more capital funding and emergency repairs. I'm Ryan Delaney.
A woman shot by a gunman at a religious supply store in suburban St. Louis has died. St. Louis County police say the victim was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Police are looking for a man about 5'7" with a heavy build and say he should be considered armed and dangerous. The man went into a Catholic Supply of St. Louis store in western St. Louis County yesterday near the town of Baldwin and sexually assaulted at least one woman and shot the woman who died. I'm Yan-Chi Xu, KBIA News, Columbia.